Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Talk Business with Howard, where CEOs, presidents, and business owners go for practical advice and creative solutions to help business flow. And now, here's your host, the voice of business advice, Howard Lewinter.
Hello and welcome to Talk Business with Howard. I am Howard Lewinter and I am always ready to talk business. Are you? Well, it's going to be quite an exciting night, isn't it? The big Republican debate, 17 candidates. The first tier candidates go off at 5 o'clock from 5 to 6, and the second tier candidates have a 2-hour window from 9 to 11 o'clock. And, well, as Americans, we certainly should be watching that because elections have consequences. The people that we elect to office will make the rules, they'll make the regulations, they'll decide what the taxing is of the country. Actually, they will determine the well-being and the strength of the country. So it's really important to put ourselves in a position of having the right people in the right place and voting for our candidate. But there is something I'd like you to remind you of. And these, of course, won't be exact numbers because it's not possible to know this exactly, but it seems like 48% of the United States voting population is liberal, 48% of the United States population is conservative, and about 4% or so are independents. And they seem to be the people who really decide the election, the independents, because both people are going to vote for their parties. But when we're doing business, we have to remember that we do business, and we certainly have a political point of view, whatever it happens to be, whether you're a Democrat or a Republican. But we need to be careful that we're being respectful of the people that we do business with. If their political point of view is different than ours, of course we want to do business with them. That's what this country was founded on. It was founded on freedom of speech. And sometimes I think we forget that. Sometimes I think the rhetoric gets so loud and gets so vicious that we take a side and we dig in. So please remember, when you're doing business, we do business with people in the United States of America, not Republicans, not Democrats, not independents. We do business with people, so let's treat people with respect. And of course, the title today is Watching the U.S. Presidential Debate, but not for the obvious reasons. Now, we're going to watch the debate as individual people to decide who we think the best candidate is and who we should start to support the candidates. And over the months, of course, many of the candidates are going to drop out because they're going to run out of money. Money is the answer. They need money to keep on going. They need money to run those ads, and it's very expensive to be in politics. But the reason that I think you should watch the debates, besides being an American and choosing the leader, is watch the presentation. How do they stand? What's their posture? What's their body language? How are they going to present themselves? How are they going to get through the clutter? How are they going to deliver the message? How are they going to say in 1 minute that sentence that will make you think that they are your candidate? And don't we do the same thing in business? I mean, we don't get a lot of time to impress people. We either impress them or we don't. Our presentations have to always be sharpened up. They have to be improved. We have to be careful not to do what politicians do sometimes and stumble and say the wrong things. So when you're watching tonight, watch for content for your candidate, whoever it happens to be, but watch for presentation. Watch so that you can say, what are they doing that I could really emulate? Now, not from a political point of view, but from a presentation point of view. Who had the best presentation? Who delivered the message? Wow. That was really great the way that candidate delivered the message. How can we as a company be so dynamic and deliver the same message? And if you look at it from that point of view, you'll enjoy it twice as much because you are business people. Business people are salespeople. They present. And what are these candidates? They're politicians, but they're really salespeople. They have to sell their agenda. They have to sell their policies. They have to convince you. They have to go for the close. So the dynamics are the exact same as any business person. And remember, treat everyone with respect. If someone disagrees with you politically, have the conversation with them, have the debate. But when the debate is over, you still want to be friends. You still want to be people that can talk to each other, and that's another thing that will just make the company stronger. So enjoy the debate. I certainly, send me an email at howard@talkbusinesswithhoward.com. Tell me what you think of what happened during that debate. Thank you so much. I look forward to speaking with you tomorrow. And as always, I enjoy talking business with you.
Connect with Howard anytime at talkbusinesswithhoward.com. You can also continue the conversation with Howard on Facebook, Twitter, and LinkedIn. Thank you for listening to Talk Business with Howard.